Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio. Brought to you by OnPay. Built in Atlanta, OnPay is the top-rated payroll and HR software anywhere. Get 1 month free at onpay.com. Now, here's your host.
Lee Cantor here, another episode of Atlanta Business Radio, and this is going to be a good one. But before we get started, I'd like to thank our sponsor, OnPay. Without them, we could not be sharing these important stories. Today on Atlanta Business Radio, we have Shantha Wedderhahn, and she is with Competitive Edge Online Marketing and Branding. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me, Lee. I really appreciate the opportunity to chat with you guys.
Well, before we get too far into things, tell us about Competitive Edge. How are you serving folks?
Yeah, definitely. We are Atlanta area marketing firm. We've been in business for over 6 years, and we work with our clients one-on-one as a branding strategist. I help clients identify what their brand looks like, feels like, and then as a full-service marketing agency, we just don't leave them there, but we take great care of them in developing beautiful brands like websites, logos, business cards, social media management, all the wonderful things that comes with having an effective presence online.
So now why is kind of branding, and especially in today's world with so many solopreneurs and entrepreneurs, why is personal branding so important to stand out and kind of let people know you're out there in today's world?
Yeah, as you know, Lee, you know, things have changed quite a bit through the years. I remember when I first graduated college in 2005 and I moved here to the Atlanta market to find a job. It was really easy to open up that phone book and go down the list of employers and companies and call. And now today, the phone book it's not even there. It's not even an option for us. And so with the advent of online technologies, we all have to be flexible and keep up with these changing times, which means leveraging new tools like social media in order to get in front of your ideal leads, prospects, and clients. And I really did not understand the power of personal brand until I was actually in corporate America working. You know, I have a degree in marketing, but I was actually really kind of pigeonholed into a lot of different sales roles. And I excelled at those roles. I loved sales, but I knew my passion was really marketing. And I had to step back and look at my career and go, you know, why am I being kind of pigeonholed as a sales producer when I want to do marketing? And that's when I really uncovered personal branding and the power of reinventing myself and really marketing myself, even in my career as a marketer. And then the sky was the limit. I started, you know, landing positions higher up, higher level positions in marketing and content strategy. But it really started from understanding the power of personal brand. And now I've been able to translate that into my business today as well and help other people uncover the power of it too.
And branding is one of those things, if you're not doing it consciously, your clients or prospective clients are doing it anyway. So you might as well put some intention behind it, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You are absolutely right, Lee. You know, if you're not managing your own brand online, somebody else is managing it for you. And in fact, it's important for us to take even a step forward and think about this. You know, Jeff Bezos, I can never say his name right, but we all know him, the owner of Amazon. You know what he says? Your brand is what other people say about you when you are not around. And so brand loyalty these days, it begins online. You know, a lot of times people, they're looking for you. They're looking for an expert. They're looking for the services that you have to offer, but they can't find you if you're not positioning your business and your brand in the right way and really prioritizing the different aspects and attributes of having a powerful personal brand.
So now what are some of the characteristics in your mind of a powerful, impactful brand?
Yeah. So the one thing we have to think about when it comes to personal branding is consistency. If you are inconsistent in any type of way when it comes to your marketing, your lead generation, your sales cycle, it's chaotic. You know, branding is all about showing up daily, being a consistent leader in whatever industry that you work in, and getting in front of your audience in a way that you can broadcast that powerful, clear, impactful message to the world. And so some things that I always, always prioritize, Lee, when it comes to my branding and marketing, number one, my bio. You want a well-written bio. You want something that serves as a resource of information for your leads, prospects, and clients. Secondly, your headshot. I see this all the time where people put their headshots. It's like an afterthought. But how in the world can I identify whether or not you're my person, whether or not you can help me with my specific needs, unless I can see your bio, unless I can read your bio and see a beautiful headshot that represents you as a leader. Another thing that I never put on the back burner when it comes to having a powerful brand is figuring out the details, you know, figuring out what my colors are, my font, my tone. Where is my audience? Who's my ideal client? Where are they positioned online and showing up with consistent content? A few other things, my email list. I'm always adding and growing to my email list. That really helps with furthering your brand. And of course, the creme de la creme of having a wonderful brand is a polished, modern, up-to-date website that represents all those values that I just discussed, your colors, your tone, you know, really taking into account your ideal audience. And you really want to encapsulate that onto a beautiful website, which is your home on the internet.
Now, authenticity is at the heart of a lot of people's brands, and it should be, I believe. And what are some ways that a business owner can be authentic and congruent between their brand, themselves personally, their business? Like, how do you make all of that align?
Yes, Lee, I love this question. So one of the things that can help with authenticity, actually the first thing that you want to think about when it comes to being showing up in an authentic way, whether that's online or whether that's even when you're face-to-face or doing networking or doing face-to-face or traditional marketing, it's always important that you consider who your target market is, who is your ideal client, and how, in what ways are you going to speak to them where it makes an impact for them. And so, you know, a lot of times when we're thinking about how to make a sale or how to get in front of our leads, prospects, and clients, a lot of times we don't put ourselves in their shoes and think about how they're seeing our branding. How are they receiving our message? And so if we're able to do that, take a bird's eye view of that, we're able to come across in a way that's more impactful for them so that our message is received in the right way. Also, another thing, authenticity can really be a byproduct of sharing your story. So instead of actually selling to your audience or, going into lead generation or building a business based on what you can get out of a person, or maybe just shoving your message down, you know, it's kind of like having those billboards along the highway. They're not very targeted. They're just really hoping the right person will see them and that it sticks. Or when you pick up the phone and it's a telemarketer or a sales call on the other end and they really haven't done any research on you and your specific needs. You really don't want to get the repercussions of being a billboard or a spam call. And so one of the things that can help with authenticity is being able to tell your story. Think about when you're watching Progressive insurance commercials or Geico commercials. Those things are extremely entertaining. They never really sell insurance, though, if you notice. It's always a story. It's always something cute. It's always something kind of quirky. But those things really never sell insurance. If you look at American Idol, for example, when you are trying to watch, you know, you're thinking you're just watching a show to vote on a singer, but really what American Idol does is they paint a picture of that singer. They tell their story. And so now you have an emotional investment in that singer. You have, you know, if you're able to laugh at a Geico commercial, that is an emotional investment. People really make decisions based on solutions. And so if you're able to get people past, you know, them feeling like, oh, they're just trying to sell me. Here comes another commercial. Instead of, you know, you taking them through the idea of working with you by telling your story, that can lead to clear authenticity.
Now, in a lot of businesses' case, they don't need millions of clients. They only need a handful of clients, you know, maybe in a lot of cases, less than 100 or less than 50, in some cases, 10. How do you help your clients kind of understand you don't have to talk to the world, you just have to talk to the handful of people who could possibly be the right fit for you and your firm?
Yes, Lee, I love this. One of the things, but like I said, I've been in business for over 6 years, and through the years, it took me 2 years to make money. I left a very well-paying corporate. I actually headed up the content strategy for a global company. And my husband, he's in IT, and he thought it was so cute that I, you know, it was a little hobby my business was at that time. It took 2 years to replace that corporate income. And today I'm well into the six figures. And that's because I've been able to niche down. And it took 2 years to realize, you know, I thought that I was supposed to help everybody. And the way to the money and the way to success was to be a resource for everybody in the world. But in fact, I have through the years been able to niche down. I have a couple of niches that our agency works with. And one of the things that I've learned is you don't have to be all things to all people. In fact, when you're able to niche down, you are seen as a specialization. And then you can command higher rates. You can command more visibility because you're providing a very specialized service to a particular industry. And so one of the things that can help you with that is making sure that your social media profile is speaking directly to the people that you're looking to work with. For example, as a marketing agency, one of our core niche demographics are real estate agents, realtors, closing attorneys, and we also work with lenders. And so we speak directly to the needs of this niche demographic. We also ensure that our accounts like LinkedIn, they're connecting with these specific demographics. We're not all over the place. We're not trying to get a million followers. Those are just vanity things. But if you're able to really hone in, focus on your ideal clients, build an audience of people that are really excited when you post, are interested in your services, and you understand intimately their industry, their needs and pain points, you will be successful at whatever you decide to do in business.
Now, what advice would you give that entrepreneur out there who maybe always thought that I got to serve everybody because anybody and everybody could use my services? How do you kind of find that niche that's right for you and that's appropriate for your skill set and their clients you want to work with?
Absolutely. Now, I must say, I mean, you can probably attest to this. You know, business is definitely, it's a journey. It's not a race. We have pitfalls. We learn. I'm grateful for my failures and my mishaps and my hiccups in business along the way because I've learned and it helps me better. It helps better myself. And so do not underestimate your journey. Do not underestimate the pain that you might have to go through in order to find your niche. It may take working with different types of clients initially. It may take working with different types of clients to figure out who you like, you know, what type of clients you enjoy serving, and then, you know, wholeheartedly and courageously serve them. So another thing that you could do is do some market research and figure out, you know, if you have a particular service or a skill or something that you wanted to offer, you can really identify the type of industries that are in dire need of what you have. And so with real estate, you know, because I'm a, I followed a passion of mine, which is training and teaching. And someone noticed that they invited me to teach some Georgia Real Estate Commission courses. These courses are required. Real estate agents have to take a certain number, 36 hours per year. And so it was through LinkedIn. Someone saw a post that I was making about teaching workshops, and they invited me to come in and teach some continuing education courses. And the rest was history. I never even considered real estate as a niche demographic, but it was through my passion of teaching and training that it just opened up a world of opportunities for myself and my agency. So you can follow your passion. You can, you know, maybe do some market research and figure out some niche demographics that would really need you. Or you can, you know, kind of put your toe in the water, kiss a lot of toes as I did, and figure out a demographic from there.
Now, when you're working in a niche like this, one of the tools at your disposal is content marketing. How do you leverage content marketing to help serve your kind of ideal clients?
Yeah, I absolutely love the idea of content. It's probably one of the most favorite things that I get to play around with and dibble and dabble in from day to day. One of the things that I would say, you know, it's always important to remember that every single business requires content. I don't care if you're a plastic surgeon, a CPA, you know, whatever you are, an attorney, or like me, a marketing agency, every single industry requires content now. One of the reasons why is because we are in the information age. People are doing research. The one way, the easiest way that people will be able to find you is through your content. And so, you know, your ability to put out white papers, blogs, graphics, videos, you know, even this particular radio show is content, you know? And so when you're able to put content out, you're going to attract the right people who have an interest in what you're saying, what you're offering. That's the first thing. The second thing is, a lot of people don't consider content when it comes to social media. That boggles my mind, because social media is the vehicle that can propel your marketing forward, but content is the gasoline that powers the vehicle. If you don't have the right content, you are not going to have the right impact on the audience. So what I tell people is, when it comes to content, follow the 80-20 rule. And so 80% of the time, you want to share informative, educational, inspiring, entertaining content. 80% of the time, we should be putting out so much value that people realize, and this is all tying back into having a brand. Once they realize that you are the expert in your particular demographic or niche, this is really being able to show value, then the 20%, which is the selling stuff, comes a lot easier. If you're consistent and putting out really good content, you're going to drive the right people to your brand by way of that content. So I tell people all the time, if I go to your Instagram or your Facebook page and it's just salesy stuff, please buy from me, please attend my seminar over and over, that's going to totally turn me off. But if you are dropping in valuable content that might make me think, or may inform me on something, or may I might smile, that definitely will help me trust you more. People do business with people, not businesses. And the number one reason why I'm going to do business with you is because I trust you. And having really good content will help you jump over so many hurdles on that pathway to trust. People will begin to trust you before they meet you. And like we said before, you know, branding begins with your online presence. Brand loyalty begins online. People have the opportunity to trust you before they even meet you in person. And having great content helps with that effort for sure.
Now, if you were to give advice for somebody who's new to this, what is like one simple thing that a person could do to get started in order to stand out?
Yes, I love this. Video. So if you're just starting, and I talk with people all the time. For example, there was a real estate agent who was really, he was really green, really new in real estate. He worked with one of the major brokerages in Roswell, Georgia. And he had a lot of, he felt a little intimidated. A lot of people in his brokerage, huge, huge office, were doing very well. He didn't know how to get his foot in this new career of his. And so one of the things that he did was early on, there was actually a sports annex that was supposed to go up a couple years ago. I don't know if you remember, Lee, but people were really, really upset about this sports annex in Roswell. They didn't want it up there. And people, it was a very controversial thing. And so what he started to do was post video content about, you know, he would go to a city council meeting and then he'd do a recap and post a video about it, or he'd interview residents and people, you know, neighbors about this sports annex and get people's ideas on this controversial topic. His videos went viral and people started associating him with the local community. He started to be seen as a local expert. And so what video does is it really, it adds an essence of who you are. We call it the know, like, trust factor. So once you're able to get yourself on video, people will feel as if they know you. Once I know you, hopefully I'll like you. And if I like you, that breeds and gives way to trust. And so video, if you're just starting out, you have very little resources. I mean, you can get a little tripod off of Amazon. If you have an iPhone 11 or a good Samsung or whatever, you can set that up, have great lighting. You know, don't overthink it and just do video. One thing that will help you if you're just starting out, and the one thing that's helped me along the way, is the mantra, progress, not perfection. That one mantra has helped me with everything, because I know people who are perfectionists and are still sitting on the sidelines wondering how to hop in the game because they're paralyzed by the idea of perfection. I am not a perfectionist. I mean, to a fault, I'm not a perfectionist, but what I am is I'm committed. I have a heck of a work ethic. And I know that if I just keep moving forward, I can everything's figure outable. You can figure out everything. As long as you keep moving forward, you can improve on things. You can perfect things along the way, but you got to get in the game. And so if you're just starting out, success isn't made overnight, and progress, not perfection. Those things will, if you just stay true to those things, you will reach your goals.
Well, if somebody wanted to learn more about your work, your team, if they need help in their marketing, what is the website and the best ways to get a hold of you?
Sure. Thank you for the opportunity with that. Absolutely. So we are a 5-star rated firm, and I say that proudly. We have over 100 5-star reviews online. And so you can Google my name. You'll see the reviews. You can go to our Facebook page. You can see them. And the best way to get in touch with me is at my website. It's competitivebrand.com. There's no S in brands. It's competitivebrand.com. And of course, Instagram, Shanta Wetterhahn is my Instagram handle. I'm most active there. But you can also schedule a 15-minute discovery session on our website at competitivebrand.com.
Good stuff. Well, thank you so much for sharing your story today.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. It was such a pleasure.
All right. This is Lee Cantor. Thank you for listening to Atlanta Business Radio. And remember, we could not be doing this work without the support of our sponsor, OnPay. Please support them so we can continue to share these important stories.
Today's episode of Atlanta Business Radio is brought to you by OnPay. Built in Atlanta, OnPay is the top-rated payroll and HR software anywhere. Get 1 month free at onpay.com.